Don't make that your life, folks. Good morning, you filthy, rotten deplorables. Guys, listen, I totally overlooked something. You know, because I'm so concerned about our country, America. You know something that went completely under the radar because I didn't pay attention to it for a couple days? On January 1st, 2023, these motherfuckers actually put that Lula corrupt guy that they just took out of prison to be president of Mexico. Brazil. Yo, they actually installed him as president of Brazil. Yo, listen. We saw what happened in 2020. If you could do it here with all the facts and all the evidence, you could do it anywhere. Obviously, they did it in Brazil. Obviously, they did it in France and a bunch of other places. Obviously, they did it in California with Newsom. Obviously, they did it with, what's her fucking name? Katie Hobbs. Obviously, they did it with Whitmer in Michigan. This shit is fucking out of control. The world has gone insane. None of us. From no country, we don't even elect our leaders. That maybe some country, and this is crazy, maybe some countries in Africa, they still elect their leaders, but most of them are fucking corrupt anyway. But that is insane. All the pushback from the people. Now the people went and stormed the damn, I guess that's their equivalent to Congress and the presidential palace. They took a nigga out of prison and said he's going to be the one that's going to run for president. How do you say corruption in Portuguese? Mag, we're done, people. We're done. Ah, that's fucked up. The reason why I have this stupid, shit-eating grin on my face is because, like that video I made a couple days ago, it's like this shit, it's never gonna stop. We don't have any friends in any government anymore, no matter what country you live in. We don't have any more friends. They just fucking made Kevin McCarthy the Speaker of the House, one of the biggest swamp creatures in the world. They just made him the Speaker of the House, endorsed by Trump. Now, here's the thing. A lot of you are going to say, well, maybe there's some 5D chess going on. To be honest with you, I don't know. I hope there is. But how McCarthy was on the phone with that other cunt that got voted out. See, in Wisconsin. That's where she's from, right? The fuck is her name? That's the fucker that was killed. Not Mitt Romney. McCain. John McCain's, what is that, his daughter or whatever? They actually got her out. Like, she was done. She was toast. You couldn't cheat in her state. And they got her the fuck out. But, guys, this is crazy. Adam Schiff is still in Congress. Who the fuck would vote for Adam Schiff ever? Joe Biden is the fake president. There's probably only, I would say, 3 million people in America that are really that deranged. Not because they love Joe Biden, but because they hate Donald Trump that actually went out and voted for him. That's it. That's it. Those Dominion voting machines? Nope. I see, we were speaking about this in a live stream the other night. I see why Trump immediately went to Venezuela. Do you guys know that Venezuela used to be the most prosperous and rich country in all of South America? Did you guys know that shit? In all of South America, Venezuela was like fucking top tier. Like, that's where everybody wanted to live. The people from Bolivia, from fucking Argentina, from Brazil, from Colombia. They all wanted to go to Venezuela. Look at Venezuela now. And shamefully, and sadly, I'm starting to see the same bullshit happening here. They import. Don't believe those bullshit numbers about 5 million. Dude, it's about 20 million. Illegals came into our country. At this point, I would have to say, like, we don't even have enough law enforcement to get all these fucking people out. Even if a miracle happened, an act of God, and let's say we got a leader installed that was not corrupt or elected. I shouldn't say installed. Elected. Voted in. Which, right now, that shit seems bleak. How do you get all these people out? You know? Katie Hobbs beat Carrie Lake? What the fuck? Who's believing any of this shit? Anyway. Alright, guys. Live stream is tonight, man. I'll see you guys on Telegram. Guys, remember, the only place on the internet to find my live streams is on Telegram. You have to be a member of Dr. Patriot Club on Telegram. In order to do that, you have to go to Telegram, go to @PatriotClubBot, sign up, become a member, and then you're officially into Dr. Patriot Club, and then you can be on all the lives. I think the last one we did went for 9 hours. Sometimes it goes for over 10. Not saying that you guys have all the time in the world to sit there, but for my deplorables and my crew, we sit there with each other from night to morning sometimes. So if you guys want to be a part of the conversation, there's no typing. I mean, unless you want to put something in the chat, then sure. But we all speak to each other. You know what I mean? It's an actual conversation. And I love it because people get to voice certain grievances. And you can speak to somebody as opposed to just, you know, I guess, interpreting what they're saying in a comment. So it's awesome. As of now, I'll tell you guys this. I'm still on with Mike Adams tomorrow. I'm not going to post the interview before giving permission. Obviously, I love Mike. I respect the dude. And, of course, there's going to be some dipshit in the comments that says, oh, Mike Adams is controlled opposition. Listen, you guys don't bother me anymore. You guys used to fuck with me at once. I used to be like, well, is he? I don't care about that anymore. But I'm on with Mike tomorrow. So that should be awesome. Where the fuck are we going first? Where are we going first? You guys wanna... Hang on. Where the fuck do I even want to start? You know what? Let's just get all the stupid bullshit out of the way. Then we're gonna get into some dark shit. Then we're gonna get into some comedy. Alright? Let's get the bullshit out of the way first. Right? Do I want to do that one? Okay, fine. Fuck it. Let's start with this. Let's start with the fact that people call me crazy. They send me emails. You're a conspiracy theorist. There's no way that anyone can manipulate the weather. Really?
Oh, baby. It is snowing in Miami.
Okay.
What a day. What a day.
No, Doc. No. Conspiracies. It always rains in Miami. I'm sorry, not rain. Snows in Miami. Always. All the time. Last June, we got 8 feet. You stupid motherfuckers. Oh, man. Totally normal, guys. Snowing in Miami. But this one right here, this one kind of caught me off guard. You know that thing that they're pushing? The COVID vaccine. Right? Listen to how they're going to try and fuck the unvaccinated people. I don't mean like actually fuck, but fuck them over is what I mean. If you guys are smart, and most of you are, you know what I mean? Read between the lines on this one.
New study found that people who didn't get a COVID vaccine were 72% more likely to get into a car accident. It doesn't mean they crashed because they were unvaccinated, but researchers think that people who refuse to follow public health guidance are more likely to ignore basic road rules. The study even suggests insurance companies could make changes to their policies based on vaccination data, or recommend traffic courses to unvaccinated people.
Whoa! If you didn't... Guys, I'll break it down just in case you didn't understand what the fuck you just heard. People that did not receive the COVID-19 vaccine, or whatever the number, 70-something percent, more likely to get into a car accident because they ignore basic traffic laws or whatever. So, if you don't get vaccinated... You're just a fuck up and more prone to, kill somebody else on the fucking road. And here's where we start to blur a line here. How the fuck would an insurance company have any information on my vaccination status? Aren't there HIPAA laws that protect us against that stuff? But you don't really believe in laws anymore, do you? I mean, they fired people for not getting some experimental shit that wasn't even fucking approved by the FDA. But it's okay. I want you guys to think about that. He didn't get vaccinated. He's gonna kill somebody on the road. Let's raise his insurance. In other words, let's raise your insurance so fucking high that you can't even afford insurance until you realize you need insurance. And then you go get vaccinated just to have your insurance reduced. Get it? This one I found fucking funny, right? Alright, I'm gonna do a quick thing of niggas being niggas, right? Now, there's a bunch of dudes, right? There's a security guard, right? Now, you guys all know I worked in a prison. I had to get the fucking OC spray right in the face. You know what I mean? During training. Boot camp, whatever the hell you want to call it. They have to hit you with the OC spray. I'm only showing you this one because it's funny, right? So, it's two black dudes, two niggas, and they're trying to beat up another guy, an older guy, right? And then the security officer that was, like, trying to, he wasn't a cop, he was only security. So, all he had was pepper spray, mace, OC, whatever the fuck, right? And you watch.
Watch how this security guard breaks up a fight.
Listen, if you get blasted, I didn't get blasted in the face like that. They only gave us, obviously we're employees, so they didn't treat us like inmates. So they just gave us a little bit, above our eyes and let it drip down into our eyes. He blasted the dude in his face. Now here's the thing. I know for a fact that he couldn't see shit. Okay? I know he could not see shit. His friend, who didn't get blasted in the face, picked up his shirt off the ground and ran. This nigga couldn't see where the fuck he didn't know where the fuck he was. Yo. Yo. Look, I don't think any of us are brave enough to do this shit. This dude was just trying to get away so bad. He was trying to get away so bad. All right, you know what? Close your eyes and just start running. I don't give a fuck where you are. Your house? No. Don't do that because somebody would say I'm encouraging people to get hurt. No. The point that I'm trying to make is his eyes were fucked from the spray. He had no idea where he was running. Okay? He ran into that fucking concrete wall as if that's where the navigation system told him to go. You idiot. Ugh. Oh, man. He probably knocked himself out because he hit his head, too. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm sorry to hear that. But, okay, now this next one, not so funny, because this is the shit why I tell people all the time. Like, you know, niggas always talk about this person's racist, that person's racist, this, that. Nah. You gotta look at the lives of these niggas. Who the fuck would ever want to be around you? I'm gonna show a video. It's going to upset you. We'll speak afterwards. Watch.
Where's your friend?
Care what that little white girl did. I don't care if she pissed in that soda. You got all of these ghetto ass nigglets, like, what was it, like four of them, five of them, jumping on one person, and then you wonder why white people don't want to be around you or anybody. You will never see a fucking Asian or an Indian show up in your fucking neighborhood. Ever. Because of that behavior. Yeah, I said it, and I'll say it again. Fucking behave like animals. What the fuck is wrong with you? And no matter what you do, don't get on a train with one of these niggas.
This nigga just got me old, man. Look at what he's saying.
Open the door!
This nigga just young. They niggas trapped in there, yeah.
Now, for those of you that did not notice, he sprayed that directly on a baby carriage with a baby inside. Go back and watch it, if you didn't catch it. I tell you guys all the time, I love black people, man. Good, hard-working, law-abiding black people. Oh, I love you. Every single one of you. But I cannot stand niggas. Not one bit. Wouldn't want to be around them for 2 seconds. Wouldn't want my kids around them. Fuck that. I'm good. A little bit of comedy to lighten the mood a little bit.
Taking control, and then I'm sorry, I feel unsafe for anybody under 6 feet, and that guy right there is very short, and because the short guys got little man personalities like that, like they get offended very easy, and they get over aggressive when it's not needed, and that guy is very short.
He's a pretty understanding guy.
No, he's not. I don't trust him. I don't trust no short, no guy only 5'5". I'm sorry. I know he got a little man complex, and then he gonna shoot me. I feel like he gonna shoot me. I feel like he's gonna shoot me just because of his height. Yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't mean to discriminate. I'm sorry, but history has shown me every guy your height overdoes it, and I feel like I'm gonna get gunned down sitting in my living room after watching a porno.
Why'd you get jumped by a short guy?
See, that's the aggressiveness I was talking about.
Hey, if he leaves, would you come out?
Like, I would talk to y'all, but I'm not. Oh, yes, I would talk to y'all. But if this guy, I don't trust him. I know you got an interest. They're fine. We're all fine.
That's fine. I don't know. Well, if
see, that's what I mean. He's aggressive already.
You gonna come out?
He's offended. I know. I know what I said was offensive, but.
Hey, forget race. Forget all that shit. Could you imagine? Could you imagine telling a police officer that? Nah, man, you got Napoleon complex. I don't trust you. I'm sorry. That shit is funny. Highly disrespectful. But that shit was funny. Alright, back into some serious shit. Now, this is where we know we are definitely, and I mean absolutely, going down the wrong fucking road. Oh, man. You know, I shouldn't be laughing because this shit is really not funny. We hear about all these drag queen, you know, whatever the fuck that seems to be dominating the news, right? You have a new type of drag queens now. I'm not fucking around. You have a new type of drag queens now. Drag queens with Down syndrome.
My name is Phoenix Star.
And I am Lady Mercury.
Nikita Gold, my darling queens.
Francesco.
Drag queens with Down syndrome. It's not a joke. I did not make that up. I did not fucking hand, what was that, four of them? $10 and say, could you do this video for me? That's real. Drag queens with Down syndrome. If you think that's crazy, then clearly you're not as crazy as this bitch.
This is not like racism, it is racism. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. And the reason why people are pursuing thinness is because they're pursuing proximity to whiteness. The reason why people hate fat people is because people hate black people. And appearing curvier, bigger is associated with blackness, especially black women. And that's why they're discriminated in the workplace, overly sexualized. And this has gone back for centuries and centuries. All systems of oppression, capitalism, sexism, racism, it all comes back to white supremacy, which is the foundation of the fabric of America and rules every sector and aspect of our society.
So, let me get this straight. So, if you're a guy, whatever a guy is into, he's into. I don't give a shit. But if a guy would prefer a thinner girl than a bigger girl, and that guy just so happens to be white, that makes him a racist? Okay, here's what you should have asked a dumb bitch. Black guys typically love bigger girls. Typically. Not all of them, but typically. We like a, you know, a little extra cushion. We like that. Does that make me a racist? Holy shit. If you believe that one, you're sicker than this fucker right here.
Huh? Seven. نفس السادة. نولي غاية. وش يرمين جاي. الأرصى. يلو أقول. ساركنا وغاربه وشاركنا نفاتنا.
You know, I've always heard the term goat fucker. I didn't think that was actually a real thing. Frankie, don't you have a goat? Imagine going outside and seeing this fucking creep. And you... Oh my god. Let me just say... I'm not gonna say it. But... that'd be a mistake. What? Yo, what is... What's wrong with... Like, you're human, right? Like, most guys, like, you know, like, all right, let's say if they're not married, let's say if they're, you know, still doing that Playboy thing, you know, I want to run around, I want to meet and fuck girls. Okay, let's say, like, don't you look at other girls and say, like, damn, I love the fuck her. Really? Who the fuck looks at an animal? Yeah. The very idea of that shit has me slipping like him.
Just kick that rock. I'm not gonna fall.
Boy, was he slipping. And took an hour and a half to fall. Ah. Hey, listen. Well, you fucking bigots. I'm going to tell you something. And it's going to be the first and... it's going to be the first and last time that I tell you this shit. All illegal immigrants are not criminals. In fact, they'll children... Hang on, I fucked that up. Wait. All illegal immigrants are children of God, as Nancy Pelosi said. Even when they try and break into your house right after crossing the southern border. If you have anything bad to say about them, you're a racist. You don't like illegals. Not to mention, yeah, they're criminals, probably drug traffickers, given the fucking stupid book bags they have, but they're not even good criminals. They couldn't even break in. That's Deborah Douglas's ranch. She just got it built a couple months ago. Not far from the border. And these illegals that they're telling you, oh my God, they're children of God. They tried to break in. What? Are your eyes lying to you? Is this CGI? Is this a Joe Biden fucking conference? Yeah. They're fucking criminals. Without a doubt. Sorry to tell you that, bigot. Unbelievable. Sometimes I just wish that life could be more simple and people could do nice things for people, especially when they don't have to.
Hello. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
You need some food? I got some food, some water.
Thank you.
You okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
No, don't cry. Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
I got you, man. Here you go.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Here, and I'll give you 40 more bucks.
Oh my God.
God bless you. You want to give me a hug?
Yes.
Give me a hug. All right. Let's give me a hug.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I love you.
Oh, love you too. Thank you.
All righty.
Have a wonderful New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
No.
So he gave us some weed also. Who gives a fuck? Guess what? She's homeless. I wish this world were like that. I wish there were more and more and more people like that. Good. Kind-hearted people that actually care about other human beings. But it seems like the world is starting to run out of that. We don't care about each other anymore. No one cares what's going on in a guy's head. I don't know, let's say a guy raising a family of five or even three. They don't care about him. Shut up and do your job. Raise your family. Be a good person. No one cares about people. And I think that that's when we started to lose our way. Not to mention the government helped out a lot with stupid shit like Facebook and all these other stupid-ass social medias and cell phones and things that didn't help us out in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the only thing it did was drove us further apart. And there's not one person listening to me right now could say with an honest bone in their body that I'm lying about what I just said. Because if you disagree with that, you're lying to yourself. But I'm not a bigot. so you're free to believe whatever the fuck you want. After all, this is America, right? For now. I'm going to leave you guys with some comedy. I'll see you guys on a live stream tonight. I already told you guys how to get there. In fact, I think it's at the bottom of the screen. And it'll always also be in the description box. All right? Love you all. God bless you. But let's laugh just a little bit.
Get a load of this guy. I wonder what New York politician this is. Good Lord, we're barely a week into 2023. You'd think we'd hold off on the crazy for at least a few more weeks. We got a human life raft walking around scaring soccer moms.
Dear Lord, that's not for freaking real.
Obviously it's not for real, Mom.
I don't know what the f*** this is. Looks like a defective AI Cabbage Patch doll of some sort. The Insta floozies are out again, stalling the workforce. How's my booty look? Is it shaking?
Not really. It's about as stiff as an ironing board.
Oh, my boyfriend can fix that on the computer. He runs my OnlyFans page. He's really good with special effects. Okay, thank you. Bye.
See, now you know why the roads are never fixed. Look, if 2023 is just going to be a clone of 2022, we might as well sprinkle in a feel-good ending to these videos to ease the pain of what's to come. Maybe we can even realign things with some of that old-school spirit that's missing these days. This one's for anyone who was a child in the 80s. Remember this?
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
Yeah, back when children were exposed to things that had a soul. Well, this is the woman who sang the theme song, here to bring us back to better days.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can do anything, ways to grow and things to know. A reading rainbow, a reading rainbow.
Wasn't that nice? And now we have Aunt B performing her song called This Is What 2023 Will Sound Like.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Oh!
Ew!
Ew!
What the fuck?
What the fuck